forth. But anyway, but if you grow in your Christian life, there's going to be a little bit of feeling in there, I think. And if you want a whole lot of feeling, lick your finger, stick it in the light socket, and you'll get a lot of feeling. Amen. But the closer you get to God and the more He does for you, and you, I guess, grow in your relationship with Him, you'll feel something. And so I believe God is real. Amen. Because I can feel Him in my soul. But anyway, today we're going to preach on the title of my sermon is The Name of Jesus. Last week we preached on Lift Up the Name of Jesus, and we've talked more about lifting up. And that gold, that brass serpent was lifted up in the wilderness. And so even as that brass serpent was lifted up, so the Son of Man be lifted up. We talked about that Sunday morning. Last Sunday night, we talked about other things that we should lift up. Lift up our eyes unto the hills, which cometh our help. Lift up our heart, lift up our soul unto the Lord, things like that. So today, our theme is basically was going to be on the name of Jesus. And we're going to preach about the name of Jesus. And tonight, I was going to look and see some of the, I guess, the meanings of the name of Jesus. And I mean, there are tons of them. So tonight, we'll only get through maybe the A's and the B's and the C's, but we'll see how it goes. But anyway, today we're going to talk about the name of Jesus. In Philippians 2:9, it says here, "Wherefore God also hath highly exalted Him." And of course, we saw that last week on the sign here. Let us exalt His name together. But God highly exalted Jesus' name. It says here, "And given Him a name which is above every name." And so the name of Christ obviously is above every name. And I don't know of a lot of people named after Jesus. Maybe in some of the Spanish-speaking countries and things like that, they have a Jesus or whatever, things like that. But again, it's hard because I don't know that anybody could measure up to Him. And but there's a lot of other people's names that I haven't heard a lot of, and we'll see some of them today because of what comes with that name. Because there's some bad connotations that come with their names and some bad situations. But Jesus, God gave Him, He's highly exalted Him, and He's given Him a name above every other name. We're going to look in the introduction here, a few things about His name. So let's have a word of prayer and we'll continue with the service. Lord Jesus, thank You for this day, and Lord, thank You for having a name above every other name. And Lord, obviously You haven't exalted Yourself. The Bible says You came and made Yourself of no reputation. But God, being God and being so wonderful, obviously You do have a reputation and an example that You set for us. And we thank You for Your name. And Lord, I ask You to help us to learn some things about it today. And Lord, I ask You to fill me with Your Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Amen. So first of all, by the way of introduction, we see here it is a name which we can find, or it's the only name in which we can find salvation. It's the only name. God exalted it high enough that He says that my Son's name, Jesus, is the only salvation that anybody in this world can get. And it's found in Acts 4:12. It says there, "Neither is there salvation in any other." And so God just plainly says right here in the Bible, anybody else out there that says, okay, you can get saved through this person's name. Wrong answer. God says right here, Acts 4:12, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven among men whereby we must be saved." So that's the only name that brings salvation. There's some other good people out there. There's some, there's even His mom, Mary, all right, wonderful lady, picked by God, a virgin, somebody that God said, "I think you're worthy of carrying my Son." But obviously, we can't be saved in her name. All right, only her Son's name is given whereby we must be saved. Then, of course, we have the Apostle Paul, but we know he was Saul before he was Paul. Now, once he became Paul and got right with the Lord, got saved and got right with the Lord and gave his life, obviously I don't think we would have the gospel if Paul hadn't have been the Christian that he was. But we can't be saved by the name of Paul. Only Jesus is the name where we must be saved. And the Bible also says in Acts 16:31, "And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house." So we see here His name is the one that we believe on. And of course, there's I guess maybe some people might call it semantics or whatever, but the Bible says here we have to believe on. There's a difference between believing in and believing on. Because the Bible says the devils believe and tremble. So they know that name and it causes them to tremble, but they're not going to heaven. But you believe on. It's just like that pew. When you walked in, you saw it this morning. But you put your faith on that pew when you put your bottom on that pew. You're not in that pew. You're on that pew. Now, you might be in that little slip, But you're on that pew. And so we see here that God says, I'm going to lift up my son's name, highly exalted above every other name. His is the only name that you need to believe on to get you into heaven, get your salvation. Acts 2:38, repent and be baptized, every one of you. How? In the name of Jesus. So we see here, by the way of introduction, His name is the only name that we can find salvation. Secondly, His name is the only name where we can find strength. The Bible says that that's where we're going to get the strength. My grandmother, she would pray, and then when she would, she took me to church when I was a little boy. I went with her a few times, and when the preacher would pray, she would just repeat Jesus' name over and over and over and over and over again right there in the pew. And I'm like, because you're supposed to have your head bowed and your eyes closed, right, when they're praying. But she would just say, Jesus, 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 over and over. And I'd be like, what is she doing? Right? But there was strength in that name. And of course, obviously, the Bible tells us we're not supposed to use it in vain. So we ought not just scream His name, things like that. But there's a difference between aggravatedly screaming His name and then screaming on, give me help. Help me. Strengthen me. And so the Bible says His name is the only name where we find strength. Acts 3:6 says this, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And this is what the apostles said in Acts chapter 3. They didn't say, hey, you didn't know us, we're the 12. We got a click, all of us, we've arrived, we've been chosen by God, and we can heal you, and we can do this, and we can do it. No, they didn't say that. All right, now God told them to do miracles, how can we? He just said, in my name. And so that's what they said. They weren't saying, with a puffed out chest and an elevated nose, in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. No. They were like, in the name of Jesus. They were putting their faith in Him. And it says here, rise up and walk. And so how did they get that strength? In the name of Jesus. And they immediately, the Bible says, straightway, they got up, ran, leaping, some of them. God gave them strength immediately. How does a lost man get strength? By getting saved. Zechariah 10:12 says this, and I will strengthen them in the Lord, and they shall walk up and down in His name, saith the Lord. So anything that we do, right now I'm not preaching in my own strength. If I was, we're not getting very far. But if the Holy Spirit will come down and speak through me, lots of things will happen in your heart, in your life. You'll get strength from that. Why? Because I'm preaching in Jesus' name, not mine. And that's what these apostles realized. We can't do anything in our own name, but in Jesus' name, they'll get strength. So in Jesus' name, we'll get strength for our Christian life. Thirdly, by the way of introduction, it's the only name that we can soul win. It's the only name that we can soul win. And the Bible tells we're supposed to go ye into all the world, preach the gospel. That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to give out the Word of God. Luke 24:47 says this, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached. Right? So not just the preacher, but everybody that's witnessing should be giving out in His name among the nations, beginning at Jerusalem. So when you go out soul winning, don't go out soul winning in your own name. Don't even go out soul winning in Lighthouse Baptist Church's name. Go out soul winning in Jesus' name. Because the church can't save anybody. The preacher can't save anybody. The church member can't save anybody. But Jesus can save anybody. So we ought to go out and soul win in Jesus' name. Acts 8:12 says this, preaching. In other words, giving the gospel out, whether you're a preacher or not. Preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus. We're supposed to go out and give out His name. Now, I'm all for any type of benevolence. If somebody needs it, we ought to help them. Okay? But a lot of people, they'll get involved in benevolence cases. They'll be involved in a food pantry. People need food, give them food. I'm all for it. Now, person comes up to me and says, you got 10 bucks. I need something to eat. I was like, okay, let's go right in here to McDonald's. I'll buy you a hamburger. Well, no, I just want the 10 bucks. Yeah, it's probably not for a hamburger either. They want to sniff something or drink something. And I'm not going to aid and abet in that. But we're supposed to help. But people will get involved in that. They'll get involved in soup kitchens. They'll get involved in getting coats and gloves and blankets to the homeless. They'll get involved in all these things. And I'm for all of it. But a lot of people, they use that and they don't go out in Jesus' name. Giving them Jesus is way better than a hamburger. Giving them Jesus will do way more for them than a coat or a blanket. So we got to go out in Jesus' name. That's the name we're supposed to carry out. The only name that we can soul win in is Jesus' name. Salvation, strength, soul winning. Number four, by the way of introduction, the only name that we can bring our supplications to. And instead of saying prayer, I put supplication so they all have an S. I think you probably caught that already. But His is the only name we can pray to. His is the only name. 1 Corinthians 1:2 says this, in every place call upon the name of Jesus. In every place. Again, I just pray about everything. I mean, I'll even give you an example. Now, I don't know. I ask Jesus to help me with everything. I ask Him to bless my food. I ask Him to bless me as I sleep, keep me alive. I ask Him to bless me while I'm trying to preach. If I knocked, like I was out knocking doors yesterday, and I asked God to give me the things to say, work into people's heart. Why? I need Jesus' name here. I'm not the answer. I'm not the one that's going to fix all the issues. But Jesus can. So I ask Him everything. I mean, even if something as simple as hitting a little white golf ball. Yeah. All right? That's real simple, right? Lord, help me hit it straight. Now, sometimes He does, and sometimes He don't. But I'm going to ask Him every time. All right? The Bible says whether you go in or come out, you need Jesus with you. Whatever I'm going to think, whatever I'm going to do, if I'm going to someone's house for supper, and I'm available, I'm just kidding. If I'm going to somebody's house for supper, I ask, control my thoughts, control the conversation. You get glory in what's going on in there. That's a whole lot of gossiping that it doesn't show up if Jesus is involved in the conversation. All right? It's heading in the right direction if Jesus is involved in the conversation. A lot of people, though, they go and have those fellowships. They don't ask Jesus to come. They don't ask Jesus to be a part of it. And that's why the gossiping does start. And that's why the stuff that gets talked about that shouldn't be talked about gets talked about. Why? Because Jesus is not there. So when we pray, God, be involved in everything. Jesus' name, if He's there, things will go better. So we see 1 Corinthians 1:2, in every place. How many places? Every place, call upon the name of Jesus. Philippians 2:10, right after our text verse, says here, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. All right? Every knee shall bow. Now, we ought to voluntarily, the Bible says, humble yourself. And so pray, bow your knee. But one day, those ones that won't bow the knee, they will one day. Oh, there's no God. They'll find out there is. They'll all bow. And so we see here, the name of Jesus, it's where we're going to find salvation. It's where we're going to find strength. It's where we're going to get help soul winning. It's going to be where we help get help in our supplications and our prayer. So that brings me to the main outline. The name of Jesus, number one, it's a good name. It's a good name. The Bible says in Proverbs 22:1, a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches and loving favor than silver and gold. And so according to the Bible, the book of wisdom as it's known for, the wisest thing is to have a name that's greater than riches, greater than silver, greater than gold, but it's a good name and it's got loving favor. Obviously, God chose Jesus' name and exalted it above every other name. It's a good name. Ecclesiastes 7:1, a good name is better than precious ointment, and the day of the death or of death than the day of the birth. And of course, this principle here is back in the Bible times, they would name somebody a specific name, and it had a meaning, and what they wanted to do was take that child and raise that child and groom that child to become that name. It's kind of different in our day and time. A person's born, maybe nobody knows them, don't know their name, but then they have a name, and then they have a testimony, or they have a life that they live. And at the death, maybe they get eulogized. We had a friend of ours' mom pass away, and we watched online. I can't remember how many grandkids she had, but every grandkid got to come up there and say something about, was it Maw-Maw? Is that what they called her? All right, about Maw-Maw. All right, why? Because Maw-Maw meant something to those kids. She had a testimony that she did this, that, and other. And so our name is going to be known at the end, and so forth. So we see here a good name is to be, rather be chosen. So we ought to want a good name more than we want, according to these verses, great riches. We ought to want a good name more than we want to be rich. Silver and gold, even precious ointments, things like that, we ought to want a good name. And Jesus' name is a good name. Why is it a good name? Number one, because it was a prophesied name. It was a prophesied name. Isaiah 7:14 says this, therefore the Lord Himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bring a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." So his name was prophesied that it would take place, and he would be born in a certain spot, and things like that. And all the prophecies that we see in the Old Testament about Jesus came forth. Matthew 1:23 talks about Isaiah 7:14. "Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth her son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which being interpreted, "God with us." So his name is a good name because it was a prophesied name and it was fulfilled. Secondly, it was a good name because it is an associated name. His name is associated with God. Proverbs 20, verse 11. "Even a child is known by his doings, whether his work be pure or whether it be right." So the youngest person here, and I believe that would be Tucker, right? And everybody just grinned. Because Tucker's known, right? Cute little dude. Bright blonde hair. "And I got me a monster truck." All right? He's known by his doing. "Brother Robbie." All right? "Brother Robbie." And last couple of times I've had to go out, let him give me a kiss on the cheek when he got in his car seat. All right? Even a child is known by his doings. If I said your name, something would come into people's minds. Just like that. What would it be? Oh, gruff and mean. Hopefully not. All right? But we see here that Jesus' name, when it's spoken, it's a prophesied name. It's associated with God. Acts 10:38, "How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, and went about doing good." That's what he did. He went about doing good. His name was associated with God. Next, some names associated with evil. Some names are associated with evil. And I told you we were going to mention some of these earlier in the introduction. Obviously, I could say the name Hitler. It's associated with evil. Just like that. Do you know anybody else named Hitler? Why? Because it's associated with evil. Nobody wants their kid to be named that. Stalin. Osama bin Laden. We could name those names and they're associated with evil. But if you say Jesus, there's no evil associated with that name. There's love associated with that name. He saved my soul. You say the name of Jesus, it's associated with God. There's some names that's associated with wealth. I looked up the 10 richest people. Let's say it this way. There's only three or four of this American. So I'm just going to pick the American ones. Bill Gates, his name's associated with wealth. Andrew Carnegie, his name's associated with wealth. John D. Rockefeller, you say these names as rich people, rich people, rich people. Okay. Jesus, the Bible says he owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. He also owns the hills. All right, and everything that's in this world. He's more rich than they are, but his name's not associated with wealth. It's associated about he went about doing good. There's some people whose names that are associated with sports. Babe Ruth, probably the greatest baseball player ever. Michael Jordan, probably, in my opinion, the greatest basketball player ever. Tom Brady, that was a hard one to say. Because my Falcons were like right there. 38-point lead. And the Belly and Brady came back and beat us. But anyway, these are probably known as the GOATs of their sports. Why? Their names associated with sports. And I just mentioned Bill Belichick. He just got fired. 6 Super Bowls, but hey, see ya. He's known as the GOAT of the NFL coaches. Nick Saban just retired. 7 national championships. Why? Their names are mentioned with and associated with these sports. But when Jesus' name is mentioned, Jesus' name is associated with being my Savior and the Savior of all men. His name is associated as being the Creator of all things. His name is associated with being the Reconciler. His ministry is reconciling God and man. His name is associated with the Healer. Some of you have maybe been healed by a disease. And he will heal anybody. Amen. All right? So he can heal people down here on the earth. And if he chooses to, he'll take them to heaven. And they'll get a brand new body. And they will be healed up there. His name is associated with healing of the disease. His name is associated with compassion and forgiveness. His name is associated with being merciful and giving grace. His name is associated with being the righteous judge. So So Jesus' name is a good name. It's a prophesied name. It's an associated name. It's a name that's above every other name. We've already read one verse, but there's a few other verses in the Bible that talk about this. Nehemiah 9:5, second part, says here, "Stand up and be blessed, the Lord your God, forever and ever, and blessed be thy glorious name, which is exalted above all blessings and all praise." So Jesus' name is above any blessing and any praise that we could think of. Psalm 148:13 says this, "Let them praise the name of Jesus, for his name is above," or alone, "is excellent. His glory is above the heaven and the earth." So there's some things out there that are pretty blessed. Jesus' name is above that. There's things out there that deserves praise and gratitude. Jesus' name is above that. There's things in this world that are glorious. We know the seven wonders of the world and glorious things out there. Jesus' name is above all those names. Philippians 2:9, we've already read it. "Wherefore, God has exalted His name above every name." And so we see that His name is not only a prophesied name and an associated with good name, it's also above everything name. Indeed, His name is a name which we should do something with. It's not something that just should sit there. His name almost forces us to do something with it. Again, when I was witness to as a 10-year-old boy, "Are you on your way to heaven?" "No, I'm not." "Have you ever been saved?" "No, I haven't." "Well, the name of Jesus," and they gave me the gospel. I had to do something with that. I had to reject it, or I had to receive it. As my Christian life goes, will you please Jesus, or will you please the flesh? Will you please the world, or will you please the devil? I had to do something with that. I had to choose to please Jesus with my life and what I do and what I say. And so according to the Bible, when that name of Jesus is given there, we're almost forced to do something with it. I've got a list of verses that we'll go through pretty quickly here. Deuteronomy 10:20 tells us that we should cleave unto that name. Cleave. That's not a word we use a lot. I used to tease my boys with that word all the time. Because the Bible says that a man should leave his father and mother and cleave unto his wife. And again, I look forward to that part. Okay, she was pretty to look at, but I wanted to hold her. I wanted to kiss her. That's what cleaving is all about, being close. And so I told my boys, there will be no cleaving before there's leaving. The order of the Bible, a man shall leave father and mother and cleave unto his wife. No practice games. All right? And, I was told, I wouldn't buy a car without test driving it first. Well, the Bible says there's no cleaving before there's leaving. And so I told my boys all the time, I said, no cleaving before leaving. And that doesn't mean a pop-up camper in my backyard, eating my food, using my electricity and water. No, leave. You have to leave. You have to be able to buy your own place, support her. Then you have the right to cleave. But we see here, the Bible says that his name should be cleaved. But we should cleave unto His name. Deuteronomy 10:20 tells us to cleave to His name. Grab hold of it. Hold on to Jesus' name. 1 Chronicles 16:29 tells us that we should give the glory due unto His name. All right? Glorifying anybody, they wouldn't deserve it. Jesus does deserve it. 1 Chronicles 23:13 tells us to bless His name forever. Psalm 34:3 tells us to magnify and exalt His name. Psalm 68:4 tells us to sing praises unto His name. Now again, I know some of you are tone deaf, but the Bible says make a joyful noise. We're supposed to sing praises unto His name. Psalm 99:6 tells us call upon His name. Psalm 148:13 tells us to praise His name. Zechariah 10:12 tells us to walk in His name. Malachi 3:16 tells us to think upon His name. Luke 24:47 tells us to preach in His name. John 1:12 tells us to believe on His name. The Bible says in Acts 3:16 tells us to have faith in His name. Hebrews 6:10 tells us to show labor and love in His name, or towards His name. Hebrews 13:15 tells us to give thanks to His name. Revelation 3:5 tells us to confess His name. If we confess His name before men, He will confess our name before the Heavenly Father. And so we're supposed to do all those things to His name. Jesus' name, number one, was a good name, or is a good name. Number two, It's an easy name. It's an easy name. Seems like today, people try to make up a name that's just hard to say, hard to pronounce. I've walked up to people, you see their name tag there behind the counter when you're getting you some McDonald's fries, and you're like looking at that thing like, no way. Say that for me. All right? It's not an easy name. And sometimes they'll say it and you still can't. Okay, then whatever you said, that's good. All right? Why? It's not an easy name. And so, but Jesus' name is an easy name. I've had the privilege to go out of the country. I've been to Jamaica. And, you know, they have a little accent over there and things like that. But you say Jesus and they understand it. It's an easy name. I've been to Canada. I think they put R's in it when they don't have R's up there, right? And but I've been up there, and they know the name of Jesus. I've been to England, right? They really speak proper English over there, all right? But they know the name of Jesus. Everywhere I've been, they've known the name of Jesus. And so it's an easy name. It's an easy name to understand. It's an easy name to pronounce. It's an easy name to remember. Some people have a hard time remembering names. Hey, good to see you. What that means is, I have no clue. I forgot. I know you told me 30 times, but hey, brother. That works at church, right? Sister, good to see you. All right, wow, we can't remember. Like I just told you 10 minutes ago. I know. I just don't have it. But who's forgotten Jesus' name? Nobody. It's an easy name, not only to understand, not only to pronounce, but to remember. In every language, that's what I like. I mean, I love the name of Jesus, especially in English. I can understand it. I get it. But when they pronounce it in other languages, you can tell. Like when Miss Tiffany's playing a song, I always try to figure out which one it is. Even though there's nobody saying anything, nobody, yeah. And that's what, you go to a different country and they're singing a hymn in a different language. I have no clue what they're saying, but I'm like, I got it. That's how I've decided to follow Jesus or victory in Jesus. Or I got it. Wow. It's easy. It's an easy name. God didn't make it hard to get saved. He made it easy to get saved. All you got to do is believe on my son, who? Jesus. And thou shalt be saved. Easy. And that's what they say. Oh, you're about easy believism. Pretty much. The Bible says we have to have faith as a child. And you just got to easily believe in what Jesus did. He died on the cross and shed His blood. So Jesus is an easy name to understand, to pronounce, to remember, to communicate. Number three, not only is it a good name and an easy name, it's also a beautiful name. It's a beautiful name. Before I married my wife, I did have a few girlfriends. I guess it started in kindergarten. All right. And, we had our little names on the desk, the little desk, and I walked by and I was like, okay, I got it. Her name was Michelle. All right. And I was like, whew. And I was like, I'm hoping our last names, because we had to sit alphabetically, I said, I'm hoping she's in close to the S's. All right. Wow. I wanted to sit by her because it's a beautiful name. And then all the other ones, I won't say how many, but they all wane. When I hear the name Sharon. Why? Because they don't measure up to her. I mean, she's the one that God created for me. She's the one I love. I forgot about all those other ones. All right? That's like Jesus. When I hear the name of Jesus and I think about what He did for me and what He's going to do for us, man, that's a beautiful name. It's like when you hear it, it just comes off the tongue and just sounds awesome. It's beautiful. Nothing like it. And so the Bible says that His name is a beautiful name. There are some names that are repulsive. like a while ago, Hitler, Stalin, Osama. Makes me sick at my stomach thinking about those people and what they did and the evilness that they brought to our world. But when I hear the name of Jesus, it's pleasant. Oh, it sounds like music to my ears. It brings that peace. Then it says here, think of that beautiful name. Jesus and who He is. And when you hear the name of Jesus, we see here it's a name, it's a beautiful name, and you can regain your health. Like the leprosy people. in the name of Jesus, be thou clean. They regain their health. In the name of Jesus, they regain their strength to walk. Can you imagine? And there's stories all in the Bible. Here's this guy that walked around with no clothes on, that cut himself and slept in the graveyard. But now look at him. He's in his right mind. He's talking right. He's dressed right. He's behaving right. What in the world? The beautiful story. And why did it happen? Jesus. The lady. He sat down and started writing in the ground, in the dirt. And, you know, the guy that you're with right now, he's not your husband. And you've had several. And, you know, where are thine accusers? They're gone. Go thy way. I forgive you too. You think that Jesus doesn't mean a lot to her? That's a beautiful name. She got her walk back. She regained. There's people that regain their sight in the Word of God. Make a mud pie and put it on there and go wash, and they could see. You think Jesus is a beautiful name to that person? There's people that regain their relationship with God after they got reconciled to the Father. And again, I told you before, I got saved when I was 10 years old. And I knew I was a sinner. I knew I deserved to go to hell. But I called upon Jesus as a 10-year-old boy. That's a beautiful name to me. And then those 7 years after that, in and out of church, backslid as the day is long. Pretty wicked teenager. But he forgave me for all that. When I hear the name of Jesus, it's just a beautiful name. So you not only can regain your relationship with God because your sin separated you from Him, you can regain that through the name of Jesus. You can't ever lose that salvation, but you can have that fellowship broken. But you come to Him, say, Lord, I'm sorry. It's just like you've never done it. What a name. What a name. It's a beautiful name. The name of Jesus, it's a good name. It's an easy name. It's a beautiful name. And number four, it's a mighty name. It's a mighty name. You know, there are some people that are known for their strength, maybe their fighting ability. You know, back in the day, you know, when wrestling was on TV, nowadays you can't hardly watch it, but, you know, back in the day, you know, oh man, and I found out it was fake. What? I thought those guys were so strong, they could whoop anybody. They're just pretending. Oh, my soul. Jesus doesn't pretend. His name is a mighty name. The Bible says that He created everything from nothing. Anybody that we think smart, strong, have an ability to create, doesn't compare to that mighty name, that Jesus, there was nothing, and all of a sudden He spoke and there was everything. He can fix the hardest heart. I've seen people very hard. My grandfather was that way. He didn't like church. He didn't like God. He didn't like preachers. He said they were all crooks, this, that, and other. And I witnessed to him and prayed for him and witnessed to him and prayed for him. And I watched God melt his heart and draw him. His name is a mighty name. He convicts the hardest heart. He also will be crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We saw in Sunday school that he was meek and lowly, and he come riding into town on a little donkey. And some people, they respected him and put leaves down and tried to, you know, make it as grand entrance as they could. But one day in that eastern sky, when it opens up and he says, come up hither, oh my soul, what a mighty name. He will be confessed. Every knee will bow. And the Bible says every tongue will confess that mighty name. And he will create a new heaven and a new earth. The name of Jesus is a good name. It's an easy name. It's a beautiful name. It's a mighty name. And lastly, and we'll be finished, it's an enduring name. Enduring name. Several places in the Bible it says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. His word in that book right there is his name. And the Bible says it'll never pass away. Heaven and earth will pass away. His words will not pass away. Praise the Lord, we'll get that new heaven and new earth one day. But several places in Psalm 118. If you've ever read Psalm 118, a lot of the verses close the same way. It says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, because His mercy endureth forever." His name is an enduring name. He will endure mercy. I can't save myself, and you can't save yourself, but His mercy endures forever. I can't get right with God on my own, but His name, His mercy endures forever. I can't serve God in my own strength, but His name, His mercy endures forever. Every head bowed, every eye closed, the name of Jesus. It's a good name. It's a mighty name. It's an enduring name. Let's all stand. If you've never been saved and you'd like to know for sure that you can go to heaven, I'll tell you about the name of Jesus. Show you from the Bible what you have to do to be saved. Altar's open if you'd like to come and just thank Him for His name.